This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum to our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail, with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language, بإذن الله تعالى. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله لماذا؟ Why? Because it's the language of Al-Islam. It's the language of the Noble Quran. It was the language of our Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. So يا عبد الله يا أمة الله بإذن الله تعالى our intentions are sound. We want to learn, understand the Arabic language so that we can understand the Noble Quran, so that we can understand the Sunnah of our Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. So for us in reality, this is part and parcel of ibadah. This is part and parcel of talabul ilm, seeking of knowledge, beneficial knowledge bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. We want that when we are in our salah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, that we understand what we are saying. When we say Allahu Akbar, we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. When we are in sajda, when we say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, glory be to Allah the Most High, this should have an effect upon our hearts. If we understand what is being mentioned by the tongue, then bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, it will affect the heart. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, in this majlis, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, we begin a new text. We are in level 2 of the Medina Arabic Institute course syllabus setup. We are in level number 2, Mustawa Thani, and MashaAllah Tabarakallah, we will now begin with Durusun fil Qira'ati, lessons in Qira'ah, in literacy, in reading bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, comprehension lessons. They give us a passage, we need to understand it, read through it, understand it, and then answer questions related to that passage. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, this textbook here has 22 lessons, and those 22 lessons are broken up into 8 themes, insha'Allah, right? So the first theme is the hijrah of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the place of hijrah. He migrated from where? Min Makkah al-Mukarramah ila al-Madinah al-Munawwarah. From Makkah al-Mukarramah to Medina al-Munawwarah. Jameel. We know the Muhajireen, those who left Makkah and came to Medina. They did the what? They made the hijrah, insha'Allah. And then in Medina, we had the Ansar. They were the helpers. They helped the Muslims of Mecca, walhamdulillah. So we will discuss the hijrah, insha'Allah. Then we will move on a few exercises related to the post office. We'll talk about the doctor and visiting the doctor. We'll discuss fasting. And then there's also an exercise or a few of them on Hajj. Then we'll discuss safar. Safar is to travel. Safari. The brother, he went to Africa on safari. Safari comes from where? Comes from the Arabic Safar, mashallah. And then lastly, we will go through Wadi Badr, a ziyara, a rihla, a journey to Wadi Badr, a journey to the Valley of Badr, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. And a total of 22 lessons. Let's discuss. Al-Wihdatul Ula, the first section, insha'Allah. Ad-Darsul Awwal, lesson number 1. Al-Hijra, the Hijra. Hijra of who? We are talking about the Hijra of our Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jameel. Al-Hiwar. What does Hiwar mean? Hiwar is a conversation, a dialogue between two individuals. So we have here Khalidun. And then Al-Mudarrisu. So one brother, his name is Khalid. And the other one is Al-Mudarrisu, the teacher. Mudarrisun, a teacher. Al-mudarrisu, the teacher, insha'Allah. So Khalid says, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah. In reality, this is a greeting and it's also a dua, a prayer that you are making for this person. Walhamdulillah. Let's see. Assalamu alaykum. The peace be upon you. Safety is upon you. I want safety and security upon you. I will not harm you. And I do not want others to also harm you. I want salama upon you. I want assalamu alaykum upon you. Alhamdulillah. Wa rahmatullah. And the rahmah of Allah. Subhanallah. What a blessed greeting. Wa rahmatullahi. And the rahmah of Allah be upon you. Subhanallah. When we greet people, do we really mean this? Do we really mean that no harm must come upon them? Do we really mean that we will not harm them? We don't want others to harm them. Do we really mean we want Allah's rahmah to descend upon you? Wa barakatuhu. And Allah's barakah be upon you. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. What a beautiful dua. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. How did the mudarris respond? Wa alaykum assalam. And also, salam be upon you. I will not harm you. I don't want others to harm you. I want salama for you, safety and security. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And Allah's rahmah be upon you, and Allah's barakah be upon you, mashallah. Now, if Khalid and the teacher, they begin their conversation like this, they begin their meeting like this, then bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, they will have barakah in it, insha'Allah. Excellent. Then Khalid says, Ya Ustadhu, Ya Ustadhu, Ya Ustadhu, O teacher, O teacher, Ustadh, O teacher, Jayid. So let's say, for example, it is Khalid. Ya Khalidu, Ya Khalidu, Ya Ustadhu, Ya Muhammadu. Jayid. So originally it was just Khalidun, it was Muhammadun, it was Mudarrisun. But when we have the Ya before it, then it is defined. Ya Mudarrisu, Ya Khalidu, Ya Ustadhu. Excellent. So Ya Ustadhu. لماذا? Why? Why? لماذا? لماذا? لماذا what? لماذا هاجر? هاجر means to migrate, to leave one place, to go to another. لماذا هاجر? To leave that place. سفر, you might go from A to B, you might go from A to Z, but you might come back, etc. That's a safar. You go and visit America. You go and visit Mecca. You go and visit Medina. You go and visit Timbuktu. And then you come back. There was a safar. And you returned from a safar. But as for hijra, this is you are migrating. You are leaving the old place. And you are going to settle in a new place, in a new land. لِمَاذَا هَاجَرَ النَّبِيُّ? Why migrated the Nabi? Why did hijra? An-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why did the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make hijrah? Wa ashabuhu, and his companions. Not only did he migrate, but even his companions. From where? Min Makkah al-Mukarramati. Min Makkah al-Mukarramati. Makkah is a diptote. That's why not min Makkati, but min Makkata. Jayid. Min Makkah al-Mukarramati. Min Makkah al-Mukarramati. Why did he migrate himself and his companions from Makkah al-Mukarrama? Ila al-Madinati al-Munawwarati. Ila al-Madinati al-Munawwarati. Ila al-Madinati al-Munawwarati. To the city, the illuminated city. Illuminated city. Jayid. So, min Makkah al-Mukarrama. Mukarrama, this is an honored city. Jayid. Mukarrama. Ila al-Madinati al-Munawwarati. To the illuminated city of Medina al-Munawwara. So why, ya Ustadhu? لماذا هاجر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه من مكة المكرمة إلى المدينة المنورة؟ لماذا يا أستاذ؟ لماذا يا أستاذ؟ So Khalid is asking the سؤال to the teacher. He's asking the question to the teacher. How does the teacher respond? What does he say? المدرس عندما اشتد. عندما اشتد. When? عندما means when. Ishtadda became severe. Shadid, shadid, severe. Ishtadda. Indama ishtadda. When became severe. When became too much to bear. Indama ishtadda. What? Adabul kufari. When ishtadda the adabul kufari. When increased the adab, the punishment of the kuffar, ala nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ashabihi. When the punishment and the torture of the kuffar of the Quraysh, when their torture and persecution increased upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, amarahumullahu subhanahu, Allah ordered, bil hijrati ila al madinati al munawwarati. Then Allah ordered him to do the hijra from Mecca to Medina. Again, indama ishtadda adhabul kuffari ala an nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ashabihi, amarahum Allah subhanahu bil hijrati ila al madinati al munawwarati. When increased punishment and persecution of the kuffar upon the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions, amarahumullahu, Allah ordered them, subhanahu, glory be him, Allah ordered them with what? Ordered them with bilhijrati ila al-madinati al-munawwarati, to migrate to Medina al-munawwara. Khalid says, ماذا فعل الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أولا? What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first do في المدينة المنورة? What's the first thing that he did in Medina al-Munawwar? Beautiful question from Khalid. Again, ماذا فعل? What did? Who? الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أولاً first thing that he did في المدينة المنورة. What was the first thing that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did in Medina al-Munawwar? Jawab from the teacher.
Bana Masjid Quba.
He built Masjid Quba.
Wal Masjid al-Nabawi al-Sharifa.
And Masjid al-Nabawi al-Sharif.
ثم آخو.
And then he made this brotherhood, this ukhuwa brotherhood between the Muhajirin and the Ansar. Made this, these ties of brotherhood. Again,
بنا مسجد قباء والمسجد النبوي الشريف ثم آخو بين المهاجرين.
And then he joined between the Muhajirin الذين جاءوا من مكة. Those who came from Mecca. Who's a Muhajir? What's the definition of a muhajir?
الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن مَكَّةَ.
Those who came from Mecca, they left everything in Mecca and they moved to Medina al-Munawwara.
الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن مَكَّةَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَهُمْ أَهْلُ الْمَدِينَةِ.
And the Ansar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam joined between the Muhajirin, those who came from Mecca, and the Ansar, وَهُمْ أَهْلُ الْمَدِينَةِ. And they are the people of Medina al-Munawwara. They are the residents, the people of Medina al-Munawwara. And they are called Ansar. Why? Because they have the Muhajirin, those who came from Mecca al-Mukarrama. Again,
ثُمَّ آخُوا بَيْنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ.
And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam joined in these brotherhood ties between the Muhajirin.
الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن مَكَّةَ.
Those who came from Mecca.
جَيِد.
وَالْأَنصَارِ وَهُمْ أَهْلُ الْمَدِينَةِ. And the Ansar, and they are the people of Medina.
وَسُمُّوا بِذَلِكَ.
And they were called that because لِأَنَّهُمْ
نَصَرُوا النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَأَصْبَحَ لِكُلِّ مُهَاجِرٍ أَخٌ مِنَ الْأَنصَارِ.
مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. So they are called this. Why are they called the Muhajirin and why are these ones called the Ansar, etc.? They are called this.
وَسُمُّوا.
And they were called بِذَلِكَ. They were called that.
لِأَنَّهُمْ نَصَرُوا.
Because they helped النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. They helped the Prophet صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ.
وَأَصْبَحَ.
And became لِكُلِّ مُهَاجِرٍ. For every muhajir who came from Mecca to Medina,
أخٌ من الأنصار. For every muhajir from Makkah al-Mukarramah, he got what? He had what? He had an Ansari brother. He had an Ansari brother, inshallah. لكل مهاجر أخٌ من الأنصار. For every muhajir, he had an Ansari brother. MashaAllah. Khalid says, شكراً جزيلاً يا أستاذ. شكراً جزيلاً يا أستاذ. شكراً جزيلاً يا أستاذ. And the mudarris, he says, عفواً وبارك الله فيك. عفواً وبارك الله فيك. عفواً in this context can mean like you welcome, or don't mention it. You know, all is well, don't mention it, and you are welcome. So, عفواً وبارك الله فيك. وبارك الله فيك. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you barakah. وبارك الله فيك. And may Allah grant you barakah. والحمد لله. So, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, this was the passage. Let's read through it one more time. This was the dialogue, the hiwar between Khalid and Al-Mudarrisu. Again. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. يا أستاذ، لماذا هاجر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه من مكة المكرمة إلى المدينة المنورة؟ لماذا؟ Why did they migrate? Why did they do the hijra from where? From مكة المكرمة to مدينة المنورة. The mudarris says, عندما اشتد عذاب الكفار, when the persecution of the kuffar increased upon who? على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه, أمرهم الله سبحانه بالهجرة إلى المدينة المنورة. Allah ordered him with hijrah. So this migrating from Mecca to Medina, this was an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Khalid says, ماذا فعل الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أولا في المدينة المنورة؟ What's the first thing that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did in Medina المنورة? Al-Mudarris says, بنى مسجد قباء والمسجد النبوي الشريف ثم آخى بين المهاجرين الذين جاءوا من مكة والأنصار وهم أهل المدينة وسموا بذلك لأنهم نصر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصبح لكل مهاجر أخ من الأنصار. First Masjid Quba was built, then Masjid An-Nabawi, then the joining of brotherhood between the Muhajirin and the Ansar. Who are the Muhajirin? الذين جاءوا من مكة. Who are the Ansar? وهم أهل المدينة. They are the people of Medina Al-Munawwara. Why they call this? Because لأنهم نصروا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, that they helped the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And then at the end, وأصبح لكل مهاجر أخ من الأنصاري. For every مهاجر there was an أنصاري who was now his brother. والحمد لله. شكرا جزيلا يا أستاذ. عفوا. وبارك الله فيك. والحمد لله. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. دي تمارين جيد. دي تمارين. The exercises. تدريبات. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية إجابة كاملة. Give complete full answers. Number one. لماذا هاجر المسلمون إلى المدينة المنورة؟ لماذا هاجر المسلمون؟ Why migrated the Muslims to مدينة المنورة؟ Why did the Muslims migrate to مدينة المنورة؟ جواب جيد. عندما اشتد عذاب الكفار على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه, أمرهم الله سبحانه بالهجرة إلى المدينة المنورة. When the persecution of the kuffar increased upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and his companions, Allah ordered them to migrate to where? To مدينة المنورة. Excellent. One more time. لماذا هاجر المسلمون إلى المدينة المنورة؟ And our جواب would be, عندما اشتد عذاب الكفار على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه, أمرهم الله سبحانه بالهجرة إلى المدينة المنورة. ما شاء الله. ما شاء الله. جميل. سؤال رقم 2. Question number 2. من المهاجرين؟ من المهاجرين؟ Who are the مهاجرين؟ الذين جاءوا من مكة. Those who came from Mecca. جميل. من الأنصار؟ هو دي أنصار. جيد. هم أهل المدينة. هم أهل المدينة. They are the people of مدينة المنورة. Excellent. ما شاء الله. جميل. The next question إن شاء الله. ماذا فعل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أولا في المدينة المنورة؟ What was the first thing that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did in مدينة المنورة؟ جواب would be بنى مسجد قباء والمسجد النبوي الشريف ثم آخى بين المهاجرين والأنصار. Excellent. والحمد لله. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. So that covers the four questions, mashallah, jayid. Why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why the Muslims migrated to Medina al-Munawwara, who's the Muhajirin, who are the Ansar, what was the first thing that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did in Medina al-Munawwara. Exercise number one completed, walhamdulillah. Exercise number two, had su'alan li kulli ijaba mimma ya'ti. Provide a question for all of the following answers, insha'Allah. Jameel. So they've given us the answer and we need to make a question, insha'Allah. Jameel. What's the first answer? Hajara Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min Makkah al-Mukarramati. Again, Hajara Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min Makkah al-Mukarramati. Again, Hajara Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min Makkah al-Mukarramati. Makkah is a diptote, so it can't take a kasra. Excellent. So they are stating, our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah al-Mukarrama. What's our su'al? What's our question? What did somebody ask? Min ayna? Min ayna? Hajar al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From where did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrate? So our question, min ayna hajar al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Question mark. Jawab, answer. هاجر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم من مكة المكرمة والحمد لله. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, we make dua to Allah that Allah grants us opportunity to visit مكة المكرمة and مدينة المنورة. آمين آمين. Imagine, subhanallah, our Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم lived in مكة المكرمة for over 50 years and then he left مكة. He was very sad when he had to leave مكة. He looks at the city of Mecca and he says, you are the most beloved of places to Allah, and had they not expelled me, had they not kicked me out, I would not have left. Allahum musta'an. Had it not been for all of the difficulties and the persecution in Mecca al-Mukarrama, our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not have left. So ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, that was question number one and answer. Su'al raqam ithnain. The next one, insha'Allah, they state, هاجر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم عندما أمره الله تعالى بالهجرة. عندما, when أمره, أمره ordered him. Who ordered him? الله تعالى. الله تعالى. When Allah ordered him بالهجرة. Again, هاجر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم عندما أمره الله تعالى بالهجرة. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم migrated, did the hijra, when Allah ordered him to do the hijra. So our question would be, متى هاجر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم? When did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم migrate? متى, متى, when did he migrate? Our answer would be, هاجر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم عندما أمره الله, عندما أمره الله تعالى بالهجرة. When did our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم migrate? When Allah سبحانه وتعالى ordered him to migrate. أمر, أمر is an order. He's an أمير. He's the one who gives us the orders. Excellent. The next question. سموا بذلك. سموا بذلك was called that. لأنهم, they were called that because نصروا الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, because they helped the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. They were called that because they helped the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. That's our answer. So our question would be, لماذا سمي الأنصار بالأنصاري? لماذا سمي الأنصار بالأنصار؟ لماذا سمي الأنصار بالأنصار؟ Why were the Ansar called the Ansar? Why were the Ansar called the Ansar? جيد. Or you could say لماذا سمي أهل المدينة بالأنصار؟ Why the people of Medina were called the Ansar? So either you say why were the Ansar called the Ansar, or why were the people of Medina المنورة called the Ansar? جواب سموا بذلك, they were called that لأنهم, because reason, لأنهم, the lamb of reason, the سبب, لأنهم نصروا الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, because they helped the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Excellent. Number 4, هاجر المسلمون, the Muslims, they migrated إلى المدينة المنورة, to مدينة المنورة, منور, منور, the illuminated city, the brother, his name is نور, منور ما شاء الله, somebody's name is أنور ما شاء الله. هاجر المسلمون إلى المدينة المنورة لأن, because the reason, the سبب, لأن عذاب الكفار, لأن عذاب الكفار, because the عذاب, عذاب, عذاب is punishment. We say اللهم إني أعوذ بك من عذاب القبر. We say, oh Allah, I seek protection in you from the عذاب of the قبر. قبر is the grave. And also من عذاب جهنم, from the عذاب of جهنم. Here we are talking about the عذاب of the كفار, the punishment, the persecution of the كفار of Mecca. So again, our answer states هاجر المسلمون إلى المدينة المنورة, the Muslims migrated to مدينة المنورة. Why? What's the reason? What's the سبب? لأن, because عذاب الكفار, the persecution of the كفار, the punishment of the كفار, اشتد, اشتد, became severe عليهم, upon them, upon the Muslims. So what's our question for this to be an answer? جيد. لماذا هاجر المسلمون إلى المدينة المنورة؟ Why did the Muslims migrate to مدينة المنورة؟ Simple as that. Again, لماذا هاجر المسلمون إلى المدينة المنورة؟ لماذا هاجر المسلمون إلى المدينة المنورة؟ لماذا هاجر المسلمون إلى المدينة المنورة؟ جواب, هاجر المسلمون إلى المدينة المنورة لأن عذاب الكفار اشتد عليهم, لأن عذاب الكفار اشتد عليهم. الله مستعان, الله مستعان. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, we've covered exercises 1 and 2. We move on to exercise number 3 بإذن الله تعالى. هات المفرد, مفرد is the singular, so we have جمع plural and we have the مفرد singular. هات المفرد لكل كلمة مما يأتي, for every word that follows. Provide the singular for all of the following words. الجمع and then المفرد. So what's the جمع? They give us المهاجرون, 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 the immigrants, those who came from مكة المكرمة. So the plural is المهاجرون, المهاجرون. Excellent. What's the singular? المهاجر, المهاجر, المهاجر. One مهاجر, many مهاجرون. One مهاجر, many مهاجرون. Excellent. الأنصار, الأنصار, the أنصار, the أنصار of مدينة. ما شاء الله. That's the plural. What's the singular? Singular would be أنصاري, أنصاري, أنصاري. Or if we have the ألف and لام, الأنصاري, 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 الأنصاري. So plural, الأنصار. And the singular, الأنصاري, الأنصاري, الأنصاري. Excellent. Number 3, أصحاب, أصحاب means companions. One is Sahibun, sahibun, sahibun. So many ashab and one sahibun. I have one sahib and you have many ashab. Excellent. Al-kufaru, al-kufaru, the infidels, the disbelievers. Al-kufaru, al-kufaru, and singular is al-kafiru, al-kafiru, al-kafiru. Surah, surah al-kafirun in the Noble Quran. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. One more time. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, muhajirun, muhajirun, al-muhajiruna, al-muhajiru. Number two, al-ansaru, al-ansariyu. Number three, ashabun, sahibun, sahibun is the singular. And number four, al-kufaru, and the singular, al-kafiru. Excellent. And now number four, ضعفي كل فراغ حرف جر. Put in the blank spaces a harf of jar, jayid, which is munasib, which is appropriate. Min al-huruf al-atiya, from the following that they've given us. So they've given us a min. Min means from. Ila, to. The ba, ba, jayid, could be by, by. Bis-sayarati, by car. Ala, which means on. And the lam could be, for example, a reason, depending on the context. Let's see. So, let's see. Number one, insha'Allah. Asbaha. And then they have kulli, kulli. Technically, there's supposed to be a lam before that. So, asbaha li kulli. Asbaha li kulli. Asbaha li kulli. Muhajirin. They became for every muhajir akhun minal ansari. Akhun minal ansari. So the first one here, we need to insert two of the huruf of jar. The first one being the lam and the second one being the min. Again, asbaha likulli. Asbaha likulli. Muhajirin akhun minal ansari. They became for every muhajir a brother from the ansar. Walhamdulillah. Number two. Amarahumullahu. Allah ordered them something blank space. Al-hijrati. And then something. And then al-madina. Al-madina. So simple one. Amarahumullahu. Amarahumullahu. Bil-hijrati. Amarahumullahu. Bil-hijrati. Allah ordered them with hijra. إلى المدينة إلى المدينة إلى المدينة. Allah ordered them with the hijra to Medina. Again, أمرهم الله بالهجرة إلى المدينة. 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 ما شاء الله. And then number three, اشتد عذاب something المسلمين. اشتد العذاب. اشتد العذاب على المسلمين. اشتد العذاب. Became severe the punishment, persecution, على المسلمين, upon the Muslims. Again, اشتد العذاب. اشتد العذاب. اشتد العذاب على المسلمين. اشتد العذاب على المسلمين. اشتد العذاب على المسلمين. Excellent. والحمد لله. Let's go through all three again. أصبح لكل مهاجر أخ من الأنصار. Number two. أمرهم الله بالهجرة إلى المدينة. Number three. اشتد العذاب على المسلمين. اشتد العذاب على المسلمين. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. We have completed lesson one. والحمد لله. Lesson number two بإذن الله تعالى will be on the topic of Masjid النبوي. ما شاء الله. The Masjid of our Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. Before we end off this majlis, inshallah, let us go through maybe a quick proverb, a hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or a short verse of the Noble Quran. So here we have, inshallah, famous hadith of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The first hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ. Actions, indeed, surely actions. بِالنِّيَّاتِ. It is based upon the intention. Your actions will be judged based upon your intentions. وَإِنَّمَا. And indeed, surely, no doubt, لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَّا نَوَى. And every person will get what they intended. Excellent. So, إِنَّمَا. And then, الْأَعْمَال. عَمِلَ.
عَمِلَ يَعْمَلُ عَمِلَ يَعْمَلُ means to act, to do something, جيد. He is an عَامِل. He is a worker. They are the عُمَّال. عُمَّال. They are the workers. So, عَمِلَ يَعْمَلُ. Niyya, niyya is your intention, mashallah, your qasd, your intention. And then imru'un, imru'un, wa innama likulli imri'in, 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 imru'un is a person, jayid. So innama al-a'malu bin niyat, wa innama likulli imri'in ma nawa. All actions are dependent upon the intention, and every person will get what they intended. Excellent. Another one. رب عمل صغير رب maybe عمل صغير a small action تعظمه النية that the intention the beautiful intention behind it will magnify it and make it big and make it عظيم ورب عمل كبير and maybe a big massive mountainous type of action it's so big تصغره النية But the intention, corrupt intention, will make it super tiny. Allah musta'an. Again. رُبَّ عَمَلٍ صَغِيرٍ تُعَظِّمُهُ النِّيَّةِ رُبَّ عَمَلٍ صَغِيرٍ تُعَظِّمُهُ النِّيَّةِ Maybe a small action, but the intention will magnify it. وَرُبَّ عَمَلٍ كَبِيرٍ And maybe a massive action, big action, تُصَغِّرُهُ النِّيَّةِ That its intention, corrupt intention, will make it minuscule and tiny. Allahu musta'an. Rubba here, rubba means like sometimes, maybe. Azzama yu'azzimu, to magnify. Azzama yu'azzimu. Saghara yu'saghiru, to make something small. Allahu musta'an. So ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, these are two quick sayings or proverbs or words of wisdom or a hadith that we've covered, masha'Allah, tabarakallah. Until we meet again, We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us khair and barakah in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah to make this studying and learning a source of benefit for us in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah to grant us understanding of the Arabic language. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us an increase in knowledge which is beneficial and keep us away from knowledge which is not beneficial. Allahumma musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, until we meet again, barakallahu feekum, hayyakum Allah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته